This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Shoot, yeah, it's hour three of the nation. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Lemon, in Dallas on Lemon. That is right. And thanks to Tolo Jason for delivering a couple 20-ouncers to me just in time. I was feeling a little low, but we got the Friday energy going great. As it's a proper football Friday. Cowboys pregame at noon on Sunday. Noon, 12:30?
12:30.
Postgame 325 kickoff.
Yeah.
30.
Yeah.
Yes, as joining us now here is an esteemed 105 Through the Fan alum and reporter on the NFL Network. It's Jane Slater, live in Brazil, here on your home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, Jane. How the heck are you?
I'm loving it. I'm going to give you a little flavor. This is some of the pregame warm-up music. I don't want to give too much, or Gavin will get mad about a copyright thing. but, yeah, we're having a lot of fun out here. I'm already seeing the fans come in the stadium. And what's interesting about it, guys, is it's not just Green Bay Packers fans. Like, in front of me, I've got Tampa.
Did we lose Jane already?
Oh, there you go. You're back.
I've got a Patriots jersey. And
it's going to be one of those days.
Halfway around the world.
Halfway around the
this
world.
Is good.
Yeah.
Jane Slater reporting live from the stadium in Brazil, home of tonight's Friday Night Football affair.
This is why they didn't want everybody to be on their phones outside, because we were all going to find out just how bad their service is out there.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like an Eagle takeover, too, there in Brazil. I mean, I wonder how many arrests there's going to be after this game tonight.
Oh, with Philly, at least 20% of the traveling fan base.
Holy moly.
I imagine it's, suspect or is going to be likely arrested at some point.
Yeah, I think it's going to be crazy.
They're probably all going full Ryan Lochte at this moment.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, maybe we'll get Jane back on the line here before too long. Obviously, a great, Cowboys, an NFL reporter, and was looking forward to asking her some questions, not only about the Cowboys game, but about this matchup this evening, gentlemen. I do feel, and now maybe I'm off. We had Golic Jr. on a couple of weeks ago, and he might have grown up an Eagles fan. And I asked him, doesn't it seem like the Eagles were kind of dying on the vine? And then you lose Jason Kelce. The pass rush is gone. Fletcher Cox is gone. But he was confident. To me, it's one of those easier things to detect. Like, which are going to be the teams that were playing well last year that are fixing to fall apart? I think that's got the Eagles' name written all over it. Brian, am I wrong?
There's so many things going on. The fact that they started 10-1, the collapse, the coaching situation, the two new coordinators, 1 year get fired. Now you go get two veteran coordinators. Vic Fangio, what they were talking about him in Miami, the players were like, hey, good riddance, Vic.
It's just more change.
Yeah, it's
less
just
continuity.
It just seems like that Philadelphia keeps welcoming, more potential issues. You know, we all kind of understand. You know, we have some respect for Kellen Moore and some of the things he's done. But man, anybody's yet to really totally take advantage of maybe what Jalen Hurts has, and now it's all going to be thrown into Kellen Moore's lap, and he's going to have to find a way to get, you know, Hurts has had success, but the ability to kind of finish and stuff like that has been, I think, a little bit of an issue.
As Jane Slater rejoins us now in the G-Bag Nation, Jane, sounds like you're painting quite a picture, a lot of different NFL fans down there in the stadium, huh? It's a celebration of the NFL.
Yeah, sorry, I lost you there. A little international situation we had.
All good.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun here. You know, I think what's been interesting is, look, obviously I was nervous about coming down here too, not dissimilar from what A.J. Brown and Devontae were saying. The league really put us on notice about being safe down here. And I guess the best way I'd describe it is I work in New York City a lot with the league, and this is three times as big in terms of population. And, you know, obviously there's a bigger disparity too in terms of wealth. The iPhone thing is real. I met some local Brazilian guys, and one of them had their cell phone stolen while they were pumping gas about a month ago. Apparently they sell the parts here. So it's no different than any other city you go to. You just be smart. Don't, you know, I've gone out, I've gone and had drinks, and I've gone shopping by myself, and I haven't felt unsafe once. So I hope the fans that are here are having the same, you know, experience. And, you know, I talked to somebody in the league office. I said, so where is it next year? And their hope is to do it in Sao Paulo again.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I saw a report that they want 7 international games maybe for next year. Do you get the vibe 8. From talking 8? Wow, my gosh. Do you think the yeah. players enjoy this? Do they like the international games?
It's interesting because Jalen Hurts and Jordan Mailata were here yesterday, and we were talking to them, and they were genuinely excited. I mean, Jordan Mailata is obviously from Australia, and we've been talking about getting one in Spain, Australia. I think they did. I think there's talk of Switzerland, which would be incredible. But I think that there are players that really see, look, this is good for your brand. If you get a country of 23 million people buying jerseys and buying into you, that's huge. And that's really sort of what the league is trying to do. But of course, there's some players that know that this is a game that counts. It's week one. And, you know, they landed here late on Wednesday night. They got their walkthrough at the stadium on Thursday. And then we've got a 9:15 kick here. So they're going to get done at 1, get on a plane, land back in their respective cities. And then, for instance, the Packers, they've got a noon kick in Green Bay next Sunday. So it's not ideal. But I think for a lot of them, and I love this messaging from a lot of the teams, is you're getting to do something that no other NFL player's done, and that is the first ever Latin American game or South American game ever. And that's not me just being a mouthpiece. I just think it's a really interesting, fun thing to do. And Nick Sirianni even said this, and I loved this. He said, for a lot of current players and staff, our introduction to football was underneath the Friday Night Lights, and that's what this Brazil community is getting to have, because we're having this right now under the light, you know, 9:15 here Brazil time. So I really, really enjoyed this.
Jane, I respect the fact that you took the NFL manual for safety and just threw it out on the street. I really do. The fact that you said the hell with it. I'm going to go have drinks. I'm going to go have drinks with Brazilian guys. I'm going to have Coronas up to all night. I'm going to get up with a hangover and do this and walk around in the streets. Jane, I love you for everything you do for the NFL.
Listen, Hurricane Jane has been put to bed. I am not the same girl that was 105.3 The Fan at New Orleans.
Come on,
okay?
Jane.
So let's just put that
Come
to
on,
rest.
Jane.
Very wholesome.
No. I had to have a capoeira when I went out the other night. I had
yeah,
to
sure you did.
I felt like Ariel, a Little Mermaid. I was like, I want to be part of the world. I can't just sit in my hotel room. They didn't tell us we couldn't leave the hotel. They just told us to be really safe about it. And if you're here, you know, take an Uber. Don't get in a taxi cab. Check the license plate. Go out with a friend. Like, I haven't gone out by myself. And we weren't staying out late either. We went to the Rosewood Mansion, which we have in Dallas. It was an absolutely stunning, some of the architecture here is just absolutely beautiful. And the only thing that has taken advantage of my wallet has been the shopping. I would fly down here for the shopping, bar none. And I haven't even broke the bank. I mean, it's just, I I've really leaned into Brazil, guys.
Did you learn any Portuguese yet?
Yes. Ajuda, which is help. Obrigada is thank you. Bom dia is good morning. So, you know, even last night I watched the NFL game. I watched on the Portuguese broadcast, which was, I thought, thrilling and a little bit more beautiful than Spanish at times.
What's the word for aspirin and, like, greasy cheeseburger?
Come on. I told you, I'm on my fit journey. I literally had two drinks the other
sure.
night. I
knew
that.
Oh, yeah.
I did. This guy is here. He tried to get me to go out last night to Sky Bar, and I said, nope, I got a 12-hour day. But
wait a
minute. Shocked that he was here and not going to the Michigan game.
Yeah, two Texas alum going at it. Yeah
do you guys have a red eye to Ann Arbor right after the game?
Yeah.
I know. Jane. I'm like, Vince, get me on the PJ. Let's go.
Jane Slater here with you in the G-Bag Nation. She's live in Brazil, the site of tonight's Eagles-Packers game. How good is Philadelphia, Jane? How much of a struggle is this division going to be for the Cowboys relative to Philly?
You know, it's interesting because, look, growing up in Dallas, obviously you're taught to hate the Eagles. I've always enjoyed covering them before people are unfollowing me as we speak. But I do think that the offensive line, I think, was going to be one of the biggest concerns. You haven't seen a guy play center other than Jason Kelce since 2010. And we haven't even talked about it because Cam Jurgen was handpicked by Kelce to take over that job. Now, Saquon Barkley's another one. How's he going to look? I mean, how good is he if, you know, the Giants are willing to let him go to an in-division rival? You know, Nick Sirianni seems really hyped up about him. Said that there was one particular run this week where he pulled down his sunglasses and went, wow, that was awesome. And him and Kellen Moore apparently vibing. He talked yesterday that those two flew down here, sat next to each other on the plane. Both of their kids play on the same Pee Wee football team. But I think if you can get that offensive line doing what it needs to do, Dallas Goedert, he's dealing some injuries in training camp, but he's obviously good to go. You get Kellen Moore in here and you give him Devontae Smith, you know, A.J. Brown, and if Jalen Hurts can have, you know, a better year, I think that there's something very interesting here. And then defensively, we'll see what Vic Fangio, I mean, Vic Fangio is the guy that allegedly had the blueprint against Dallas, remember, when he was at the Broncos. We'll have to see how it goes. Now, this Quinyon Mitchell kid is the one I'm going to be looking forward to seeing tonight. He's going to be playing a lot there opposite Darius Slay, or they're going to be using him in the slot a little bit, I've been told. And then you'll see Cooper DeJean and, like, some special packages. He was injured at camp, so I don't know how much you're going to see him tonight. But, you know, Vic Fangio is a guy that had the Cowboys numbers, you know, a couple years back. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this whole thing goes down tonight.
Jane, I care less about the Eagle talk right now. What's Prescott going to do?
When's the deal getting done,
When's the deal getting done, Jane? I know you know exactly when this deal is going to get done.
What's the number?
I don't think it's getting done tonight or this weekend. I've had Bobby harassing me. I'm like, man, I'm trying to shop and enjoy a caipirinha. I've reached out to some people. It's my understanding that for a long time, they were just conversations. Like, there wasn't even any meaningful numbers being exchanged. Like, this has been so different than the contract talks in the past. And I do believe that there is a big sense from Dak, and people get so upset about this, and I don't know why. They're like, oh, he's so greedy. I'm like, no, he wants to get paid what a quarterback gets paid. And one of the reasons is, and he said this at camp to me, was, look, you're looking out for the next QB. You know, there are some guys, like Tom Brady, you know, would take the, you know, the hometown discount. That doesn't help other guys that don't have a supermodel wife. And so, you know, I think he's looking to get paid what he believes his market is. And this is no different than the CeeDee Lamb thing. You know, we know what the numbers are going to be. I think it would take the Cowboys coming to the table and giving him that number that, quote unquote, makes sense. And he wants to feel respected. But I do believe that there is sort of a sense from his side, unless you show him that, you know, let's play the season out. He's done it before, gambled on himself, and it paid off.
Jane Slater, live in Brazil. I feel bad for those poor, unfortunate souls who aren't enjoying Brazil as much as you are, Jane.
I think that's what's sad is there were I had two free tickets to this game, and I had brought it up to a couple of friends. Hey, you want to come down there? And it's sort of the fear-mongering, and, you know, We're responsible for it sometimes as journalists, as you know, putting out bad news. And look, I'm not saying Brazil is. It's not like you're going to Switzerland. You've got to be careful. But I do think it's unfortunate that people are missing out on some of the culture. And what's so interesting is, you know, you go to Europe or, you know, I've gone to Mexico and there is plenty of English. Here, you have to have Google Translate at all times. I mean, it's all Portuguese. And so I've just loved fully immersing into that.
Badass, dude. Well, have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
I'll see you week two with the Cowboys and Saints.
Let's go. Salute.
There she goes, Jane Slater, NFL Network, here in the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. You got the reference, didn't you, Woolchuck? Little Mermaid veteran himself.
I got the reference. Okay. Hell, I just came back from Disney, baby.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, I can't believe it. Getting home tonight, Packers, Eagles on TV.
Yeah. It's going to be glorious. Now, that is, I believe, Peacock only.
Yeah.
That's a Peacock good call, specific game tonight. Yeah. So,
Peacock.
Got Angels and Rangers,
only.
Too, but you ought to listen to them on our station.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. That, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to listen on the Odyssey app to or Alexa. Yeah.
I just depend on Jared Sandler to tell me everything I need to know about the Rangers. I don't need to watch
them. Smart. That is smart.
He's our eyes and ears. He Hand is. Over the talking points, sir. Okay, top 10 at 4:20 coming up next. Woolchuck, where are you taking it?
Let's do a trip down week one memory lane. 10 greatest performances in week one history in the National Football League. What's a week one memory that you've got? 877-881-1053. Let's party. Let's do it next in the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas on Lemon. Come on by for some early dinner. Get your Friday started properly. It's a great place to watch sports here. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you are hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Chiefs got a Friday news dump coming up at 440 and football's finest at 5. We're about an hour from what you're drinking and what you're thinking here on a Friday. Salute to Kenny and Quinlan. But we want your phone calls here coming up in an hour. We'll talk with Eric Nadel as well. And here's Woolchuck with your top 10. The Woolly Bully, Zach with an H.
Thank you so much, General. Top 10 greatest performances in week one in the history of the National Football League. 877-881-1053. What's your favorite week one NFL memory? Not a food list today. Did have a Tolo reach out and was like, man, all these food lists. Might want to Old Yeller that one. Okay, I hear you. We're going to change it up for you. I'll take that constructive criticism. We won't do
it. Say again what you just said. I'm sorry. I was looking at the Lynn Dawson picture.
It's a great picture.
Marveling at that.
Is that why you're pitching a 10 over there?
Oh, you know it.
You went 6 to midnight.
I said Tab. It's a Fresca. I thought it was. Yeah. Remember, Dawson, you remember Tab, right?
Is Tab also
an orange drink? No, it was a terrible drink.
Okay.
Like, if somebody handed you that, they really didn't care about you as a person. Like, here, have a Tab. Oh, God, I don't care about you as a person at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have this soda left in my fridge.
Yeah.
You can have this.
Yeah.
How about a Tab?
Here's a cup of gasoline or a Tab.
Go ahead and take that one.
Dawson really got into character.
No, someone wanted to Old Yeller the awesome. Top 10.
Old Yeller, top 10?
Yeah.
Just in general, the whole set?
It's the first person I've ever had hit me up and text me that.
So I'd scrap the entire segment.
They didn't like it. And I've had people when I'm out and about in the wild, they do like the top 10 because that's a segment that, like, the wives and the kids, like, everybody can kind of get into together if you don't like sports radio.
It's a family affair.
And bring fun with it. But, you know, hey, it's a football Friday.
Are you going to let one person ruin your day like I would?
No. But I had already planned to do a football thing today anyway. Yeah. So just for them, I wanted to make them feel special. Right. Like, I did this for you.
I forgot what the pork thing. Boudin. I forgot to mention boudin yesterday for pork thing we did yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We gave you two pork segment opportunities.
And I know.
To show love to boudin.
Hey, I was talking about sacks.
Yeah, you were pronounced boudin.
Gosh, you were face first in those.
I was face first in that, yep.
We got some texts. The Rocket Ismail, Troy Aikman overtime game, Washington.
1999. My first day ever working with the Dallas Cowboys.
Loved it. That was an incredible memory that I will have as well. That's one of my favorite week one games. How about that 45-35, I think it was 2007, Cowboys beat the Giants at Texas Stadium. Mm. That was on their 13-3. I think it's like Sam Hurd had a hell of a game that day.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to Sam Hurd.
He's about to get out, I believe, isn't he? I think he's pretty close. He might be close or he might already be out.
I don't know how you could be any better than 1992. Although, as much as I enjoy watching the Cowboys beat Washington, I always love watching them kick the New York Giants' ass,
dude,
as they did several years over the last 15 years. But, yeah, 92 beating the defending champs.
Yeah.
That's a stunner.
That was a stunner, and that led to a great, great run. I mean, last year, hell, 40-0. That one was over. At first, like, Brian and I were watching, Giants are moving the ball down the field.
Right.
Then here's the blocked field goal. Right. No egg monogamy. Boom. Mm. Down the sideline. That was all she wrote. That game went completely crazy.
That's right. That's the crazy stat that we'll have for looking back years from now on that season.
Who scored?
Like, who scored the first touchdown that year? And who was it again?
Noah Igbinoghene.
And
I want to hear Brad Sham's call, though. I remember we played that for Two Guys, One Booty.
Yes.
He struggled with that name.
He did. I mean, listen, week one, that was not a very respectful thing for the football gods to do.
Bring up stuff like that, Woolchuck. Such a terrible human being.
I stink.
The Tolo should also text in right now who their pick is to be the obscure first touchdown of the season for the Cowboys.
Ooh, who's
this year's Noah?
Who's this year's Noah Igbinoghene? Who gets it this year? The random touchdown for the Cowboys, first one of the year. Hunter Lipke is my vote.
I like that. That's a good place to start.
Why not?
You know,
I can't remember how Jerry pronounced his name this morning.
Ooh, Andrew Booth.
Andrew Booth.
Yeah.
Wow, Zimmer's guy making a play.
Andrew Booth.
I was kind of thinking our guy Eric Kendricks.
Ooh, I'd like that.
I'm still workshopping.
You were saying obscure guy, though, right?
Eric Kendricks is pretty obscure to be the first touchdown of the season. The odds of your starting linebacker being your team's first touchdown on the season, you would clean up if you nailed that prop.
Dawson, what kind of odds can I get on that?
Probably 400 or 500 to 1.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Easily.
So number 10, top 10 best week one performances in NFL history. We go to 2018. How about Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, with the Tampa Bay Bucks?
Do you believe in magic?
He threw for 417 yards in a 48-point offensive explosion in a game that saw the 36-year-old get a victory with the Tampa Bay Bucks.
pretty incredible. 12 rushing attempts as well for 36 yards for the 36-year-old in that game. Number 9, 2003, Anquan Boldin. I want to say this was his first game. Yeah, as a rookie. Yeah. Boldin, 10 catches, 217 yards, 2 touchdowns in his debut. Most receiving yards in a rookie debut in NFL history with the Arizona Cardinals.
That is one that really, really rings a bell. That rookie year for Anquan Boldin. No, I'm serious, Broadus. I'm serious. The rookie Anquan Boldin season, let alone that first game, was, I mean, that was a dominant, dominant season.
You got some votes for Terrence
Speaking
Steele.
Of a guy who broke his face.
Yeah.
Remember, he broke his jaw or whatever and showed up the next week
ready
to rock and roll?
Yes, he did. We got some love for Terrence Steele as the first touchdown.
Is that
a fumble recovery, you think?
Shuffle.
You think they're drawing that up?
I think that's in man on the line of scrimmage delay. Yeah.
How about a Kalen Carson pick six?
I'm here for that
one.
Hey, and then as number 21, he primes his way into the end zone, prime steps.
I'd love that. We got some texts coming in. Oh, Sam Hurd apparently released back in 2023.
There we go.
From the 214.
Welcome back, Sam.
Garrison Hurst, 1998, he had that walk-off touchdown in overtime against the Jets.
Was that the thing where he was stumbling, bumbling for like 50-something yards?
Guy ran a 4.9 and somehow he beat the entire team to the end zone.
I know, it was nuts. But he had 225 total yards from scrimmage and 2 total rushing touchdowns in that game. But I think it was like a 98-yard walk-off touchdown.
Yeah, he was along the sidelines. He was spinning around and falling and all that.
Jets fan of the audience
there
here
we go.
At Buffalo Wild
That one stings a little
Glenn
bit.
Foley was the quarterback.
Wow. Yeah, Glenn Foley. Yeah.
That's a pull right there. That is a pull.
Sounds like a punchline.
Number 7.
Really does,
Glenn Foley.
Boston College. You guys don't know your quarterbacks.
No, I don't know Glenn Foley. I'll admit that.
We're number 13.
Shame
on me. What are we doing over here?
Shame on me. 2017.
Watch the games.
Kareem Hunt. I was a kid. Kareem Hunt, arguably the best career debut of all time in week one, broke the record for scrimmage yards in an NFL debut. He had 246 total yards. 148 of his yards came on the ground, added 98 on 5 catches through the air, and had 3 total touchdowns as the Chiefs dismantled the Patriots 42-27. In fact, that was the game where Belichick post-game said, on to Cincinnati, which became legendary.
Yeah.
We're on to Cincinnati. Number 6, and this one got texted in by Atolo, 95. Tolo. How about Emmitt Smith? Emmitt Smith, 164 rushing touchdowns, of course, NFL all-time leader, but he had 163 of those yards and 4 of those touchdowns in week one of the 95 season.
Was that when Jerry came across the field with the Nike logo stuff?
He might have. Yeah, that might have been the same game. Giants and Cowboys. He had 7.8 yards per carry on 21 attempts. What a day for Emmitt Smith as the 4 touchdowns for him. Legendary moment.
I like this 469 offering up a first touchdown of the season. He's really painting the picture here. Cooper Beebe scores it, Walchuk. You're going to love this. It's going to be, unfortunately, on a Zeke fumble. But BB's going to scoop that bad boy up. He's going to stiff arm his way to pay dirt.
Okay, I'd love. I don't know. Is he allowed to? Can we pick up the fumble and carry that forward? Or is he dead at the spot?
No, I think that's a
I'd love
fumble.
To get a
BB
touchdown.
Yeah, you can get a fumble.
It's a guy maybe staying like live ball.
Annexation of Puerto Rico type of thing.
Yeah, but unintentional.
But unintentional.
I think it's a muffed punt you can't advance.
Is that it? I knew there was one that you can't advance.
Yeah.
But I'd love a Cooper BB. A big man touchdown, I'm all for. 817, we're at the B-dubs off of Lemon. So get on out here and party with us. Oh. All right, come on and party. Number 5, Jerry Rice, 1994. 7 catches, 169 yards.
Atlanta?
Monday Night Football. He also had 23 yards rushing.
That one against Atlanta.
It was Raiders.
Yeah.
49ers, Raiders. He had his record-breaking 127th touchdown. Finished his career with 208 total touchdowns. Still an all-time record. 4, we go to 2022. Patty Mahomes threw for 360 yards, 5 TDs as he leads the Chiefs to a 44-21 win.
Shock-a-lock.
Over the Cardinals. Number 3, 2011, Tom Brady. 517 passing yards
for
Brady.
What year was that?
2011.
Okay.
Is that a loss?
It was a career high for him. No, they get the win. Oh. He also had 4 passing touchdowns. Ended up leading the Patriots, of course, to a 13-3 season. They go all the way to the Super Bowl, but they did lose to the Giants that season. Derek Thomas, 1998.
The blur.
Yeah. 28-8.
Chiefs get a blowout win over the Raiders. That was the day that Derek Thomas had the record 6 sacks.
Dave Craig.
Man, unbelievable.
That, Dawson, you were on the board that
Mr.
day, weren't
Tiny
you?
Mr. Tiny Hands.
Okay, can you tell me who the Raiders quarterback was?
Oh, was it Raiders?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Chiefs, it was Seahawks.
The Chiefs were playing the Raiders.
The Chiefs were playing the Raiders.
What year?
98.
Rich Gannon?
Not Rich.
No. 1998. Was this
Jeff George?
Jeff George.
God, football guy of the day, Gavin
Let's
Dawson.
Go.
But number one, greatest week one NFL performance, Peyton Manning in 2013, making his Broncos debut against the Ravens.
Had a bad neck. Couldn't have been very good.
He threw for 7 bleeping touchdowns in the game, which is still tied
this
for an
pretty,
NFL record.
Pretty bad neck, maybe.
For passing touchdowns. Also at 462 yards. But it helps when you're throwing to guys like Wes Welker, Julius Thomas, Demaryius Thomas, RIP.
Loaded.
Each of them had 2 touchdowns apiece. What a legendary game.
What the Ravens doing that day?
I don't know. They didn't play defense. That's
recovering. Yeah, it was in downside of Joe Flacco. Okay, we got to run, Nation. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings, though, in Lemon. Would love to see you come on by. They have the best cheese curds, I think, ever. You know, you get a batch of these cheese curds, maybe some wings.
I wasn't expecting that, man.
An amazing salad. No, the cheese curds here?
The salad was excellent.
Freaking legendary.
The honey chicken salad I had was outstanding.
We got to run, though. When we come back, it's time for a Friday news dump, right, Chief?
Yes, sir. It absolutely is. We got some big culinary news. Plus, if after what we heard from Stephen Jones earlier about Mozzie, how would you have approached the 30 pounds off-season weight gain plan if it was if that was your job over the last couple of months? That's next here in the Nation.
Happy Football Friday to you here as we go into week one of the NFL season. It is the G-Back Nation here on the Fan. How do you feel about this Cowboys team? What you drinking and what you thinking's coming up at 5:30? Your chance to rap with us about it. It's time now, though, for a Friday news dump. We go over to Eric Chiafalo, who has the details.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We had Stephen Jones on earlier. He confirmed to us that Mozzie Smith is back above 320 lbs. I think that's a huge dub going into week one. That was an off-season question. Can we get Mozzie back to the physical specimen that he was supposed to be when he was on Bruce Feldman's freaks list for college football the year before he became a Cowboy? So that's great news. If that was your job over the last 6 months to put on about 30 plus, what would be your strategy? 910 says high protein diet and balanced macros.
That's one way to do it.
I think that's one way to do it. I think you really want to hammer home the
Jack in the Box tacos would be
fats,
another way.
Yeah. Carbs.
Yeah. Dude, you're giving some big love to the Dairy Queen tacos the other
day,
too.
Yeah, Dairy Queen tacos are really good. Kind of underrated.
Yeah. I want to lead with fats and carbs, but I also want to be packing in lots of lean protein so I can get muscular as well. But, you know, the thing about Mozzie Smith and other athletes like him, they're so strong they can carry extra fat. So you're not worried about being shredded.
Right.
You just want to be as big as possible so your giant legs can throw around this massive, you know, bowling ball, basically. So I'm opening with French toast, lots of it.
Yes.
A bacon cheddar omelet.
Okay.
You know, 4 or 5 little baby sausages. And then I'm working
Links.
Out hard. Then I'm working out hard all, like, late morning to try to build towards probably, like, 2 New York strips, about 30 ounces of steak for lunch, along with baked potatoes and pasta.
Yes.
We're not even to dinner yet.
No, we're not even to dinner yet. And I know, obviously, it goes without saying, you're working in milkshakes in between.
100%.
You know, peanut butter. With all sorts of peanut butters
and
different bananas.
What's going to stimulate
like
my appetite, Shaggies. Though? You know?
Yeah.
Mixing a couple of beers.
A bunch of Dos Equis.
Like Eminem and Matthew Perry talked about when they were in the throes of the opiate pills that it made them so hungry. That's why they blew up, right? But you don't want to go down that path. So you need a non-narcotic appetite stimulant of some kind or another.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. So that's when you welcome in your team of weight gaining advisors, right, to step in and say, what's the thing that you need to add to that milkshake? A little wink, wink.
Cannabis.
So hopefully.
Yes. Cannabis will make you
non-narcotic.
Hungry. Yeah, cannabis make you hungry to eat. I thought you were taking this in a way. You guys are trying to do it like a healthy way.
No. Well, as an NFL player, I feel like that's the way
okay,
to go,
well,
right?
He could probably eat 4 pizzas every day and stuff like that, right?
Listen, pizza would be a part of the – he said pasta. That's also synonymous with pizza. Maybe in one day it's pizza. Maybe one day it's pasta. Maybe it's one day, you know, it's
I was
sort of
just
both.
Thinking if he just ate just garbage, you could put 30 pounds on easily. If you just ate garbage stuff.
Yeah, ice cream.
Right?
ice cream and whatnot.
But you want to also be giving your body the best chance to put on more muscle.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't be all garbage. You don't want flabby, gross fat, right? You like what I'm working with here now. You want like some good, healthy
fat. You have some
fat.
Of that. Yeah, I mean, you're Mozzie. You're in one technique.
Right, you can have, definitely. But you also want to have protein, Broadus.
I don't know, man.
At least it be a meat lover's pizza.
Like a sloppy one technique guy is pretty good for me. I don't need to have some bodybuilder, dude.
Well, also in the news dump we find out this week, I don't know how long you guys have been aware of this, but Totino's Pizza.
Yeah.
They've also busted out now the breakfast little pizza rolls.
Okay, well, I know Kevin Hagelin wouldn't eat these, but sign me the hell up.
So these are like...
Those Bagel Bites things that they make, you ever tried those?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, Bagel Bites are good.
Holy cheese.
I mean, Bagel Bites
Whoever came up with that, it needs a Nobel
Prize.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But this sounds delicious, Eric. Like a pizza roll, but a breakfast version.
Totino's does pizza rolls, but now they've also got a breakfast spin on it. So maybe Mozzie was working in some of that here in the off-season regimen.
We know he's allergic to peanuts.
Yeah, stay away from the peanuts.
Yeah,
I wasn't aware of that. Oh, yeah, he's a Pop-Tart guy, though,
No,
right?
Remember the thing about it, he missed the game because of the food allergy.
Oh, because of the
almond milk or something. But yes, he is a big Pop-Tart guy.
Now, we also...
See, there you go. Pop-Tarts. That's... Dawson's talking about, like, oh, well, healthy, lean protein stuff. Give me a box of Pop-Tarts. We can go.
Who's the big old Green Bay Packer defensive tackle that we're the
Gilbert Brown.
Gilbert Brown.
Yeah.
What did Gilbert Brown eat?
He ate Whoppers and stuff like
that. We need to get the Gilbert Brown diet. Yeah. That's what we need for Mozzie. Yeah.
I got to tell you guys, though, people talk about Pop-Tarts. They're not very good.
What?
I think there's convenience. Okay. You are wasting an opportunity to eat junk food if you go to a Pop-Tart.
As the man who says, you like the Legos, right? The Eggo waffle thing?
Those are delicious.
Those things are delicious. Welcome to the cardboard bottom of a
Tostitos. I know
Tostitos,
the text has my back on this. I'm just eating Pop-Tarts because they're high in calories.
Let me say this.
And you're lazy.
What's better than the Pop-Tart is the toaster strudel.
You just call me lazy?
If you like Pop-Tarts.
I do.
The toaster strudel, though, definitely a step up from the Pop-Tart. 100%.
Oh, why did you bring that up the first time? Instead, you just call Pop-Tarts trash.
Well, I did say I would start with French toast and omelets.
You
know, I think that's pretty junk foody, Brian. And I'm agreeing to milkshakes. I just want balance. You're trying to build up Mozzie Smith with, like, candy bars and...
I'm telling you what, I just need him to kind of take dudes on up front.
You want him to be like the fat kid in Matilda, just, like, eating chocolate cake.
Hey, I need Haloti Nada is who I need. Like, big take-on dude.
That's a guy who believes in protein. All right. Haloti Nada?
No.
Okay. He would have gotten really excited about our pork segments yesterday.
Yeah, I think Haloti Nada would have been out there digging the pit for the big the big pig in the middle of the pit. Yeah.
You're dang right.
Yeah. Okay. That's really healthy.
Well, you got to have some protein in there. I think that's really all we're saying. We're trying to stay strong.
Quit having Dawson's back on this. You know he's wrong.
You're in the minority here.
Yeah. Yes, but we
feel like I am.
We do have Totino's breakfast scrambles inside of pizza rolls, which is pretty exciting.
It's a good idea.
Now, we also
also
here in the news dump, we know Virginia Tech football took a giant L to Vanderbilt last weekend.
Yeah. Anchor down.
How bad is this, Broadus? Is this commonplace?
Yes.
Is this commonplace where you are one game into your season and you are posting all over your campus and on your social media for walk-on interest meetings and if anybody who's in the class wants to come and try out for your football team?
Oh, wow.
Is this some, like...
Were you good in high school?
Yeah, like, have you thrown around a football before? We're pretty much looking for
we'll take
anybody.
Do we have...
We got a Vince Papale out here somewhere floating
Vince,
around.
Vince, where are you?
I'm thinking that is, yeah, are we talking about, is it a kicker situation?
No, bro, this actually has a number 25 ball carrier, like the advertisement player they have.
Like Michael Vick, come be with us,
come
Michael
be
Vick.
Our best player.
You're trying to find their next J.J. Watt.
You
want to
be a star?
Mayfield.
Yeah, you want to be a superstar? So I don't know, that was alarming to me.
I don't think, if Coach told me, hey, as the operations guy, hey, go post a bunch of posters, like trying to get guys to come and play. I think we'd be in trouble.
Somebody's being tasked with walking around campus and stapling the trees. If I'm Coach, I don't post those flyers. I think that's embarrassing.
It is.
Yeah. We got nothing?
I'm like, that is the ultimate sign of, I mean, respect to the self-awareness here.
Yeah.
He's looking at his team going, man, we just got.
Is this one of those coaches that's like, I don't need these NIL players. This transfer portal stuff is nonsense.
I think he's trying to embarrass his guys.
Ooh,
okay.
It might be motivation.
Light of fire.
You're right, walking around campus and you're seeing
mental warfare. I like this.
Yeah.
PSYOP.
Yeah.
Also, finally here in the news dump, we have the fun fact of the day. Rick Ross is in possession of the largest residential swimming pool in the entire United States of America.
The biggest pool that we've seen thus far?
The biggest pool that we've seen thus far, at least as it pertains to the continental United States. Now, how many gallons do you believe of water are in the Big Boss Ross pool?
That's a math question.
Wow.
I don't want any part of
40 million.
I will.
As soon as you ask a numbers related question, we're going to make ourselves look like the more dumb.
All right, let me ask you this. How close is Dawson? Seriously. I'm asking
40 a million.
I'm asking, how close?
I must be really low.
40,000.
I was going to tell you it is a, you know, it's in the thousands.
What? Okay.
How many?
40,000.
I like the 40,000.
Perhaps the hundreds of thousands.
I'm imagining a pool like acres.
What's the dimension? It's a lake.
Yeah, it's a lake.
40 million. It's Lake Dallas. What's the dimensions of the pool, please?
Okay, now.
Not that it's going to help.
Yeah, I don't think I have the actual.
Oh, jeez, Dawson, we have no chance.
You asked unanswerable questions. I gave you information. Play with the information I gave
you.
Don't go reaching for more information. Be happy with the information that you have.
Dawson guessed 40 million. I was wondering how close.
Did you not tell by my response that he was way off in one way, one direction?
I was way high or way low.
I was hoping that you would at least tell us.
So, here's what I'll tell you.
Well, you don't know very much.
You don't know the number?
This is why it's the news dump.
Here's
because we don't know the news.
Your run-of-the-mill pool, Dawson. I bet at Casa de Dawson, you're talking about a pool with roughly, give or take, 20,000 gallons.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
20,000.
So
gallons.
I'm going to multiply that by 20, and come to 400,000 gallons.
Boom.
Now that's the way you do it, right there. 350,000 gallons of water is what fills up the biggest pool in America, which is in the backyard of Rick Ross. No more questions, Your Honor. Thank you. The jury can be dismissed or whatever.
Dawson, I'm glad we'll you got you more next. Information.
Bigger than all those casino pools and all the resort pools and everything.
Residential.
Okay.
So
residential.
That's the caveat.
Okay.
You know,
that's pretty awesome.
Here we go.
Congrats to Rick Ross. I heard he's a billionaire now. That's pretty
bad. He's got a nice plane.
Yeah.
Nice airplane.
Bought the pool to celebrate. Yeah. Okay, what you drinking, what you thinking, coming up at about 5:25. We'll chat with Eric Nadel with you as well, live at Buffalo Wild Wings on Lemon. We got great Friday vibes going, talking football. We have Cowboys merch to give away. You can enter to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Cowboys game. Just get here, and we'll point you in the right direction, Chief. What's next, though?
Football's finest on a Football Friday, where we welcome a new man into the Bad Take Hall of Fame next year in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.